little friend, I am so quiet and still. And why your frown sits on my brow like a storm cloud on a hill. Reining your pony closer, I'll tell to you my tale of Utokar, my partner, and his last ride on the trail. In the land of New Mexico, in the place from whence I came, in silence sleeps my partner there in a grave without a name. We rode the trails together, were cows side by side. Oh, I loved him like a brother, and I wept when Utah died. We were rounding up one morning, our work was nearly done, when off the cattle started on a wild stampeded run. Now the boss's little daughter was holding in that side. She rushed in to turn those cattle, 'twas there my partner died. In the saddle of the pony where the boss's daughter sat, Utah that very morning had placed a red blanket, that the saddle might be easier for Lenore's little friend. But the blanket that he placed there brought my partner's life to an end. When Lenore rushed in to turn the cattle, the pony gave a bound, and the blanket slipped from beneath her and went trailing on the ground. Now there's nothing on a cow range that will make the cattle fight as quick as some red object waved just within their sight. When the cattle saw the blanket that trailing on the ground, they were maddened in a moment and charged it with a bound. When we cowboys saw that happen, everyone just held their breath, for if her pony failed her, none could save Lenora from death. When Lenora saw the cattle, she quickly turned her face. She leaned from out her saddle, caught the blanket back in place, but in leaning lost her balance, fell before that maddened tide. Lie still, Lenora, I'm a-coming, dear, were the words old Utah cried. About 15 yards behind her, Utah came riding fast, and I little thought that moment that ride would be his last. The horse approached the maiden with sure feet and steady bounds. As he leaned from out the saddle, he caught her from the ground. As he reached Lenore to catch her there in his arms, I thought my part successful and Lenore safe from harm. But such weight upon the cinches they never had felt before, and his hind cinch burst asunder and he fell beside Lenore. Utah picked up the blanket, lie still again, he said. Then he ran across the prairie and waved it over his head. And then he turned the cattle from Lenora, his little friend. And as the cattle rushed upon him, he turned to meet his end. And quickly from his scabbard, Utah his pistol drew. He was bound to fight while dying, like a cowboy brave and true. His pistol flashed like lightning, the reports rang loud and clear. As the cattle pinned down on him, he dropped the leading steer. But they kept right on coming, my partner had to fall. No more he'll cinch the bronco or give the cattle call. And when at last we reached him, there on the ground he lay, with cuts and wounds and bruises, his lifeblood oozing away. Oh, I tell you what, my little friend, it was was most awful hard, but I couldn't ride the distance in time to save my pard. As I knelt down there beside him, I knew his life was o'er, but I heard him faintly murmur, "Be still, I'm coming, Lenore." Then on one Sunday morning I heard the parson say, "I don't think your young partner will be lost on that great day. He was just a poor young cowboy and maybe a little wild, but God won't be too hard on a man who died to save a child."
Mrs. Riddle sang "Utah Carol's Last Ride."